Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
This week's episode of Married with Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha Mullett. Sitting next to me on the couch is your other host, my beautiful husband, Chris Mullett.
I think it's episode 490, and I can honestly say I think this is the first time in this podcast history that I don't really have anything to say right now.
That's not the first time. Look.
Well, because normally like, I'll still say something, and you're like, that's all you have to say?
Well, right. Like, the phrase you just said was, it's the first time I just don't have anything to say. You never really have anything to say. You just like to hear yourself talk and just say a bunch of bullshit. Like, none of it is of substance or adds value.
Samantha, I am the substance. I am the value. sounds like a bad 1999 Triple H promo when he's trying to figure out what his name's going to be.
Yeah, that's
funny. I am the substance. The one episode Zangry listens to, and he hears my bad Triple H impression.
Chrissy's heard it before.
It is great job yawning a minute and 9 seconds into the podcast, Samantha. It is. Hold on, I got this. Thursday, June 13th.
Yes,
2024. If you're new here, we're married. We watch movies. That's about it.
That's how you get, folks.
It is so like hot outside. It is raining. You know, I've honestly been, like, I feel like in a funk this whole week because I've had to drive your shitty-ass car.
Thanks. Now you know how I feel every time I have to drive my shitty-ass car, so I never want to go anywhere.
Yeah, it is, like, the worst.
It's not that bad.
It is pretty bad.
It's not that, I mean, it's got good AC, at least. The AC works really well.
Sure. Every time I drive I'm like, I could burst at any moment.
No, what are you doing to it? It's a great car. It's an old-ass car, man.
It's not that old. You just didn't take good care of it.
No, I did take good care of it, and it is that old. Chris, it's 11 years old.
It's not that old for a car.
It's older than our marriage. Technically, it is. I got it in my maiden name, because I remember it was a pain in the ass to change it.
We had it in 2012, yes.
So it's 2012. So it's 12 years old.
It's an old, well, it's an older, that's when we got it.
Oh, no, and it was a 2011, so it's 13 years old.
Technically means it was made in 2010, probably.
Okay, great. Your argument is not the one that's getting substance and value in this.
I am the value.
Oh, my God.
That's how it used to sound.
That's, no.
Yes, it does. Don't worry about it.
When he had the flu, maybe.
When Triple H has the flu, have you seen the size of his nose? When he has the flu, that could be lethal. I'm not in a great mood because we're about to talk about this movie. Spoiler alert.
Man. And we also have to talk about the movies that we saw in theaters. The movie we saw in theaters and the movie we saw at home.
We didn't see a movie in theaters.
Yeah, we did.
What movie did we see in theaters?
Garfield.
Samantha, that was like 3 weeks ago. We've already talked about that.
Have we?
Yes!
Oh, man.
It was 2 weeks ago. Because we had the toy show this past weekend. It was the previous weekend. Yes. Because we talked about it on the Teton episode.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I had to watch both of those.
Yeah, like a 24-hour span, great. Yeah. Yeah, we got all garfed up, yes.
I blocked it all out.
What we did watch net new this past weekend was...
You can tell you work in a bank.
That's just a phrase.
I know, man, but it's like a banking phrase. Net new accounts.
Before this episode's over, I'm going to throw water on you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm not going to drink any more water from this bottle. But at one point, I'm just going to... I've already opened it up, and I'm just going to,
no,
like, lightly...
No, don't do that.
I'm going to. And it's going to be funny, and you're going to have deserved it. So, everyone...
Wait till you see what I do in retaliation.
You can do nothing in retaliation.
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do? Tell me. I told you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to pour my water on you.
Okay. Great.
Look how much is in there. And ice is in it. So, there you go.
Cool. We watched Hitman on Netflix, the new Richard Linklater... movie with Glenn Powell. among others.
That's the best part.
Very critically acclaimed and buzzworthy movie that I was very, very excited to see, that we watched. And I was not actually excited to finish watching. I didn't like it. Not much at all. I thought it was never as funny as it, or as cool as it wanted to be. I thought the main actors had good chemistry and gave good performances. But I thought the story was a mess, hated the ending, and it just felt like a Netflix movie to me. Honestly,
oh, it absolutely
like did. That's the thing I had hoped for, was that I think it was just acquired by Netflix, so it wasn't like a Netflix produced movie. I'm like, okay, that might mean it might be better than some of these other Netflix movies everyone complains about. No, it just felt like a Netflix movie. Mm. You liked it, right?
I thought it was cute.
Cute is not the word for that movie.
It was cute.
It's not a cute movie.
I mean, I don't think the ending made sense, but...
Yeah, it was kind of a weird, wild movie that I don't see why everyone is, like, so in love with. I don't get it at all.
It's Glenn Powell is the reason.
He's good in it, but, like, it's not anything, like, we haven't really seen. He's a little bit different in this one, you know? Holding out hope for Twisters. Next week, we'll be able to talk about our next film that we see in theaters, which is Inside Out 2. We're going to go see that tomorrow night from when we're recording this. I have been watching some things. Mm-hmm. I finished watching The Greatest Night in Pop, a documentary I've wanted to watch for a little while about the making of We Are the World on Netflix. I'm a sucker for those pop culture entertainment documentaries.
You are.
I'm not saying anything yet. And I liked it. It wasn't anything groundbreaking or anything, but had some good behind-the-scenes footage, some good anecdotes. You know, pretty saccharine, sugary, sweet, but, you know, nothing bad about it. Today, for the first time, I watched the movie Manhunter on Amazon. It was fucking dope, which was the first Hannibal Lecter movie that nobody's ever really seen, directed by Michael Mann, that's got William Peterson and Brian Cox, Dennis Farina. It's the movie Red Dragon, but... so much better.
Oh, good.
So I watched that for the first time, and that was excellent. I've also been watching a lot of Kenny versus Spenny for no reason at all. If you remember Kenny versus Spenny,
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember Kenny versus Spenny?
I don't even know what you said.
It was a show. I think it was like a show on like Canadian TV that like Spike ended up picking up for a couple years. It's these two like aspiring filmmakers. Each week they have like a bet, like who can go the longest without talking or who cannot use their arms. And, like, mm-hmm. one of them is, like, a genuine, like, piece of shit and always cheats. And the other guy is just, like, a loser. And it's just funny. It's very much, like, Jackass style, you know, guys being dumb and pranking each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just rediscovered it, and I've been binge-watching it, like, crazy stupidly. The other thing that we watched since we last recorded... was we went out to the theater this past
The actual theater
weekend, and we saw Clue, the play that they've created, the one-act play they've created based off of
the
classic 80s comedy that we've done on the podcast before that we love. I mean, I think we talked about previously having watched with Jillian, and she loved as well.
So we took her to see it. We
saw the Phillips Center, and that was very cute.
That was cute. They did a good job of that.
I think it was solid. It was good. I don't know what I really expected.
Yeah.
I love the way they did like some of the staging.
Oh, absolutely.
And the way
yes.
The way they adapted some of the things from the movie.
Yes.
It was an odd piece in times, and some of the little changes they made, some of the line deliveries. Like I did not like the lady that was Mrs. White at all.
Me neither.
That was my biggest complaint, was that's like arguably like the funniest part in the thing. And she just didn't. I mean, it's hard to be Madeline Kahn. But she tried real hard
to be Madeline Kahn, especially with the flames on my face.
Oh, it was real painful.
Yeah, it was painful. I liked Miss Scarlet, though.
She was okay. I wasn't a big fan of her. She was too sassy for me.
Jillian loved Mr. Green.
I didn't like Mr. Green really that much either because he was too slapsticky.
Who the fuck did you like then? Half of them.
Colonel Mustard I thought was great. I thought Colonel Mustard was awesome. I thought Professor Plum was very funny. The guy who played Wadsworth grew on me.
I didn't like him at first, but then yeah.
Yeah, he grew on me.
I didn't like Yvette.
Peacock was a watch. I liked Yvette. I didn't think Yvette was bad. But no, Mr. Green was, he sounded like a guy doing a bad Mikey Day impression the whole time. So, like, I couldn't get over his voice. He had that, like, I'm an actor voice. Like, he sounded like permanent Crispin Glover.
Okay, yeah.
Physical comedy, I think he was good. I misspoke. I think he was relying too much on it. Like, doing, like, the silly runs and the falling, like, you know. But it kind of lost the sauce of the character. It was fine. It was a great experience. It was something that I've wanted to myself do and write. That's the other thing. I'm always hypercritical of things that happen. I'm like, well, I wanted to do that. I could have done it better. And so then when it happens, I see it and I'm just like, ah, well, fuck it.
You're so stupid sometimes.
That's how I am as a critic. We were also coming off of a busy weekend. We had a very successful toy show the previous day. Long day, long hours. It's been storming here. Where, of course, if you know us, we're in Florida, but we're not in any of the parts that are flooding or having tornadoes.
But my family all is.
Just thunderstorms. Is your dad home?
Nope. He slept on the couch in the basement last night of his office.
It's ridiculous.
My dad works for the FAA in the operations tower of Miami Tower. And he got stranded there. Well, not stranded. I mean, like, he was there. But, you know, like, they have all these precautions for, like, storms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricanes and things like that. But he couldn't, the roads are all flooded, everything was flooded, my parents' building was flooded, my mom got stuck in the elevator, and, correction, it was not 10 minutes my mom got stuck in the elevator, it was 1 minute.
Of course it was.
My mom said, if it had been 10 minutes, no one would hear the end of it ever. Mm-hmm. But
we still won't hear the end of the minute.
Yeah, I know. My dad slept on the couch at work last night, so he's hoping he'll be able to come home tonight, so we'll see what happens with that.
Fun, fun, fun.
Yeah. Welcome to Florida.
Welcome to Florida. And welcome to episode 2 of 6 of our marathon, finally covering the Lord of the Rings / Hobbit sagas. 2 weeks ago, we tackled the Fellowship of the Ring. Today, we will discuss the Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, which was not the extended edition. Thank God! I cannot imagine this movie being any longer. Spoiler alert, I will read the box now, which means there actually is copy on the back of this one, at least, so I do get fucked up there. The supreme film adventure of our time, says Richard Corliss, Time Magazine. In size and scale, filmmaker Jackson has redefined the word epic, but his attention to the small things really gives the series its awesome stature, says Tom Charity, Time Out Film Guide. It's one of the most critically acclaimed movies of all time, that's what we get a fucking quote for. Frodo and Samwise press on towards Mordor. Gollum insists on being the guide. Can anyone so corrupted by the ring be trusted? Can Frodo, increasingly under the sway of the ring, even trust himself? Meanwhile, Aragorn, drawing closer to his kingly destiny... What?
You said kingly.
I'll give it to you. Rallies forces of good for the battles that must come. Director Peter Jackson delivers an amazing second movie that won 2 Academy Awards... and earned 6 total nominations, including Best Picture. The journey continues. So do the astonishing spectacle and splendor. That's a weird phrasing of it. So
yeah, that is.
Yeah, so does the astonishing.
It should be, does.
That's probably in some elvish English.
What?
So if you listened to the episode 2 weeks ago, you heard...
You were shocked and awed.
You heard my enthusiasm.
Shocked and awed.
For that movie. And what a great job I felt like it did in establishing the world.
We were all shocked.
Providing, you know, appropriate grandeur, some great performances. The story was easy to follow. It was engrossing. And that movie was, that version was almost longer. 4 hours long.
Yeah.
This was... To me, the antithesis of that last movie. This was, I think, honestly, and you're going to correct me and complain and yada yada, I think this was one of the most unnecessary and painful movies I've ever watched in my entire life.
Wow.
This was, what happened? Nothing fucking happens.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing that happened in this movie, I feel like, that we had to have happen.
Yeah.
Except the introduction of Gollum. That's it. And we could have done... That's it.
Gandalf came back.
And for fucking what? For 2 fucking scenes?
I
got excited because I didn't know. I honestly did not know that Gandalf came back. I had
you
no,
didn't?
I had no idea. How the fuck do I know? Only thing I ever knew was, you shall not pass.
Yeah, but that's one of the most famous, it's one of the most famous swerves in movie history. And in literary history.
Yeah, I was going to say, a thing can be a swerve in a movie if it's been established for 40, 50 years, however long in a book.
Yeah, I'm saying, that's what I said literally.
It can be if you're a fucking idiot like me and just never cared about it.
Even Jillian fucking figured it out, man.
Well, yes, because they.
Out.
Well, yeah, because they say the White Wizard. You know that that's obviously where it's going. But
well, Saruman was Saruman the White. It could have been Saruman.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So
but
tell
we
me
had
why I'm
that.
Wrong. Because you.
We had.
Mm-hmm. Please.
The introduction of Eowyn, who's important to the rest of the story.
Oh, he is because you just that's no, Carl Urban character, right?
No, no.
No, that was see. No.
Eowyn is
the one that wants to get on Aragorn's jock that's
not
Liv Tyler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you have the Battle of Helm's Deep, which is...
That was a great... I mean, that
was a great battle.
It's a great action
fantastic.
Sequence. I hate
awesome.
That it took 2 hours and 30 minutes to get to it.
You had to get...
No, he didn't.
You had to get up there.
No, he didn't. Tell me... I'm going to take a book from RJ Hates Rap. Tell me why I should care about this. Because honestly... This, for all the good work that the Fellowship of the Ring did.
Ents? You didn't like the fucking Ents?
I like the Ents.
The Ents fucking Treebeard is the fucking man.
Treebeard was dope.
Treebeard's dope.
The Ents and Treebeard are dope. Here's my problem. This movie was exactly what I was thinking the Lord of the Rings would be like, and not what the Fellowship of the Ring was, where it's like, you have to just buy in and accept any fucking nonsense that comes out of anybody's mouth at any waking moment. And that's exactly what this movie was. Because at some point, I just started writing things like, you can't say stuff like Rohan, home of the horse lords, and expect me to be like, ah, yes, I'm in. Let's go.
It's establishing what they are.
Right, but everything that was established in the previous movie, wasn't absolutely ridiculous to the ears. That is horse lord.
Barry Windham
are just two words that shouldn't go together. It's exactly the type of thing I make fun of these movies for. There's a horse named Shadowfax.
His name's Shadowfax. He didn't pick out that name. That's just his fucking name. Don't fucking shit on that horse for his name being Shadowfax. He's the king of the horses. He's the fastest horse.
There are Oliphants. Which are just like fucking...
They're Oliphants. They're like...
They're not elephants that look like Timothy Oliphant if they were, but I'm in again, but...
They're elephants that, they're kind of like woolly mammoths and elephants,
mm-hmm.
but they're Oliphants.
Then wargs.
They're Oliphants. Yeah, wargs. Wargs are a thing. You don't know wargs?
The whole
Warg
thing.
Was on Star Trek, too.
That's Worf!
You make fun
That's
of him.
Worf!
That's Worf!
That's Worf! I just couldn't... care less about this entire movie because this movie to me was loving the smell of its own shit and just stretching out and elongating something that to me why couldn't this have been a two-parter? Like honestly, this was a whole book? This was a book? This was a separate book.
So there's parts of the first movie that were in this book and there's a very prominent part of the next movie that is actually in this book.
What is that?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to spoil
what does it
the next movie.
No. No, you just said there's a prominent part of the next
movie.
Book.
No, I'm sorry. I meant the next movie.
That's in this movie?
That's
so
in
to
this,
see it again?
No, that's in this book. So.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So
you
this
said
book
it
has a scene.
Said
I said it backwards. This book has a scene. But they took that scene and they put it in the Return of
the King. Okay, got it.
To open that up.
Okay.
Instead.
That's fine.
So man, I can't tell you what that is because you'll see.
Okay.
It's great, but.
So explain to me.
And it establishes, the Two Towers, the rise of Saruman. I know, they started it in the beginning, but then it's, the Two Towers and how. He really considered himself equal with Sauron, and how his army was going to purge the world of men.
That's supposed to be conveyed in this movie? Because honestly, I don't think Saruman has but two lines in this movie.
Yeah, he has the whole opening intro.
Saruman does?
Saruman. The beginning, the prologue, the over-narration. In the beginning?
I might have passed out. I don't know. I honestly don't.
And he talks about the two towers.
No, the beginning of the movie is replaying Gandalf.
Yes, dying
death
and then
with some mid-ass CGI.
Yes,
that looks terrible.
Does
age horribly.
And then there's Gollum, but then there's Saruman.
Do you know what a prologue is, Samantha? A prologue is like the first thing that happens.
I meant the narration.
Yeah, I don't know when that could have happened, honestly, because I don't know what you're talking about. Because it goes from Gandalf right into Gollum, which is the right choice, because that's the thing that they're teasing you with in the first movie, and it's the thing that I knew, it's the only thing I knew happened in the second one, is you actually get introduced to him, which we'll talk about him ad nauseum. But yeah, I don't know where else we're going here with what you're saying.
Yeah, Saruman talks about the two towers.
It must be right after. So that's like 30 minutes into the movie.
That's the beginning of the movie, Chris.
That's exactly my point. This movie
3 hours.
There's no reason for it to be this long.
Yeah, there's no reason for Titanic to be as long as it is either.
It's totally different. Yes, it is. That takes a while for a ship to sink.
It takes a while for a war to start and finish.
So you said, either on last week's episode or
just
in private...
This
is your favorite movie of the three?
Well, I haven't seen them in a long time, but this is my favorite book.
Okay. I'll allow that.
It introduces my favorite characters, which are the Ents. I love Treebeard.
Mm-hmm. Creative name.
Yeah, he's Treebeard.
He's a tree. He's got a beard. Good job, JRR.
Okay. Let me hear you come up with a name for him.
Give me like 5 seconds at least.
Okay.
Give me a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My point. Oliphant.
Man.
Yes, okay. That's probably exactly how J.R.R. Tolkien came up with all of the names. All right, there's this going to be this elephant with tusks. What are we going to call it?
Timothy Oliphant.
5, 4. Oh, yes, Oliphants. Okay, perfect. Like, that's probably how he came up with everything. No, but thinking on it, my favorite scenes, I think, are in the next movie.
Are you choking yourself? This is how difficult it is to have a conversation with me? Your hand is around your throat.
Yeah. Well, I just did this.
Yeah, why? Your hand was just staying there.
Can you get off of my ass?
Look, I have nothing else to talk about because I thought this movie was boring as fuck, so I'm just going to... Are you changing your thoughts and
may
your opinions?
Have the next one I think might be end up being my favorite.
Movie. Okay.
But I do like this book, but I'm gonna reread and then I'll update you.
Mm-hmm. So did you still like this movie when we watched it?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it continues to build the world and the characters. Gimli is just a fucking badass.
Gimli's not a bad... Gimli is the comedic relief. Gimli...
And he's a badass! He got tossed into those orcs, and he fucking wiped them all out.
Gimli is one of my favorite parts of the movie, just because he's...
What's happening?
He is the only character that has any kind of levity to him whatsoever in this fucking thing. But it's a lot of times it's very much that precursor to the Avengerification of... these blockbuster movies where you have to have jokes no matter what situation they're in, you know, to alleviate the crowd's worries about the protagonist. But, you said, like, deepen the characters and the stories. It's just more of what we just fucking saw. Sam and Frodo are just on this journey, and Frodo's still getting... potentially, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Not swayed, but potentially corrupted by the ring. Mm-hmm. And Aragorn is still trying to fight and come to grips with being this leader.
Yeah, and then you get Merry and Pippin growing into themselves.
Merry and Pippin just sit on a fucking tree for 3 hours.
And then, but people, like, dismiss them because they're supposed to be, like, dumb hobbits, but... Mm-hmm. They turn the tide of the entire war, potentially. The fight for Middle-earth. Because...
I would argue they don't, because...
Yes, they do! Well, absolutely, because they are the... Because they're the ones who had Treebeard take them to the Shire past Isengard, knowing that the destruction that Saruman did to the trees, to the Fangorn Forest, and how it would make Treebeard feel.
Sure, but originally they were just going to be like, we pass. We're not going to be involved in this.
The trees!
Yeah, the trees say they weren't going to be involved.
Right, and Merry and Pippin changed it. And then the trees brought down Isengard. They flooded it. They destroyed
I'm aware of what happened to the tree area.
Right, okay. So why would Merry and Pippin not have turned the tide?
Those trees would have found that anyway.
No, they wouldn't have.
That'd be difficult.
Don't ask me for my opinion. And then...
I'm just disagreeing. I was disagreeing with your opinion is what I was doing.
With no validity.
Literally, every time we go back to Merry and Pippin, they're just sitting on this tree, just talking to him.
Well, they weren't going to fucking go bowling with him. What the fuck did you think was going to... I mean...
Now that's the movie I'm into. The Lord of the Rings, the 7-10 split with Treebeard. Give me that movie. I'm all in for that one, let me tell you.
Jeez Louise.
So let's break down everything these characters are doing, because god damn it, we're going to add more characters to this movie just in case you can't fucking keep up with who we already got. So we talked about Sam and Frodo, we talked about Merry and Pippin, we mentioned Aragorn and fucking Gimli
and Legolas.
Legolas still being a fucking dumb little bitch. He has one fucking job at the end of the movie and he fucking fucks that up. Worst character ever. He is the worst character I think I've ever... the worst notable character that I had no preconceived notion on ahead of time, besides that it's Orlando Bloom and he has a fucking bow and arrow. That he flames on the side of my face with Legolas. He can't even do the one job they give him. And then he tries to fucking be like a lost boy in Hook and ride a makeshift little skateboard thing down some steps and do more pew-pews.
Tell me how you really feel, babe.
I think Legolas should... Does he die? Can you just go spoil it, me and the people right now? Does he die in the next movie?
Not spoiling you.
Fuck. I mean, that's a no then, which is depressing. Give me Boromir back. Because Legolas is the real bore. He's bores a me.
Oh, shit.
We don't do weekly weeks on the show, but that's a bona fide week of the week right there.
That's all for this week's episode.
That's a series wrap on Married with Movies, let me tell you.
Oh, man. That was bad, Chris. That was so bad. Boromir? Like, Jesus Christ.
Don't dwell on it anymore, right?
I can't.
It's done, it's over with, okay?
Man, I'm going to get you a shirt that says that.
But make sure it's Italian. It's got a little blue face on it.
No, I'm gonna put Sean Bean's face on it and go, Bora you, Bora me.
I think I might have just popped my eyeball out. Ow, fuck, my eye hurts. Oh my god.
Look at me.
It's dangling.
It's still there.
Shit. That means I have to watch the next four of these movies.
Wait, look at me. Oh my god,
stop,
it's all red.
No, shut up. So look, all right. What I did like about the movie.
It better be
what?
6 letters long.
Gollum?
Gollum.
So, I do like Gollum.
How can you not? And how can you not appreciate the erratic, like, tempered performance that Andy Serkis gives as Gollum and Sméagol, right? Like, as this duality... And this complex relationship with Sam and Frodo and the ring. It is just really so well done. And
so he's one of my two...
Magical, really.
He's one of my two MVPs. And I think it's ultimately who we will go with. Based on the impact of... I mean, like, this role and this character, you could argue... is one of the most important things that happens in the past 25 years for movies. Because what did this open up in terms of motion capture and
exactly.
CGI? And just like the first movie, I think that it's an obvious achievement right away based on what they do with that character and how he interacts with people and how he looks. It does show its age every now and then. It's odd. It looks so much better. Like, so the scene, the first time when it's just Gollum and Sméagol, like, talking to himself back and forth, mm-hmm. and just focused on him close up, like, that was fucking, like, captivating as hell.
You know what it reminded me of? Mm. Of Jerry's Game, the chess Pixar short? Remember how when we first saw that, when mm-hmm. it's the old man and he's doing the chess back and forth? And we thought, wow, that's, like, such a great feet.
I apologize. You said Jerry, and I immediately went to our neighbor across the street.
No. Jerry with with a G. Yeah. Jerry with a G.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what game? What game does Jerry have? Why have you been up close to Jerry's game?
The chess game.
No, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It reminded me of that. Sure. And I was like fascinated at that with like the perspective and everything. And this does a great job of doing it, but it's just so real.
The impact and the way it looks did kind of come and go with me in moments just because it is irritating to a degree. Like, there obviously this is a deeply troubled and damaged being.
Wouldn't you be if you were 500-something years old?
Sure. I mean, I can tell you, there's some mornings you end up looking like that. but just the voice and, like, the way that it kind of acts, it gets a little too much for me at points. And it's probably purposeful. Like, this, you're not supposed to welcome this character with open fucking arms, and you're not trying to make fucking plush dolls out of the damn thing. But, yeah, it's obviously the best part of the movie. I also enjoy... Well, the problem is... sorry, to my point. The problem is also, I feel like if we were to kind of power rank the amount of time... I hate you. Sam just did a Gollum filter on Snapchat of me. I feel like we don't get a lot of time with them. Like, we probably get just as much... No, put the filter on. We probably get just as much with them as we do with, like, Merry and Pippin. Like, we get a lot of time with Aragorn and a lot of time with Theoden and, like, these new characters that mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. So when we do get Sam and Frodo and Gollum... you know, like on their journey, which is ultimately the most important one.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff works because also you have the conflicting turmoil of Sam, of Frodo. You have Sam trying to do his best for his friend and trying to do his, you know, get through to him about Gollum and do whatever else. But to me, it wasn't as much as it should have been in the fucking movie. I can't deny the scale of the fucking thing.
Yeah,
Stop doing fucking... Put it down. Put it down. You look like a fucking 15-year-old at recess over here trying to do fucking filters on your phone. I can see you in your face, and I can tell from your face, too, you've been fucking busted. That's exactly what you're doing.
I just did a Gollum filter. Leave me alone.
I have to sit here and fucking talk about fucking the Two Towers. You're going to be involved in this.
I am.
Is there any, but yeah, the scope and the scale of the movie, like, you can't deny it. It's on point. The big final battle at, what was it, Helm's End? Helm's Deep. I've gone Helm's Deep before.
No, you haven't. Please. How long have you been waiting to make that joke? Fucking your whole life, fucking loser.
You know, that just reminded me of, is it, 40-year-old version where they're at like the whatchamacallit thing. He's like, yeah, I'd tap that. The Jewish dad's like, yeah, you tap that. We went to temple. Just like, oh god. But yeah, that's really about it for me. Oh, and also again, more Gollum stuff. Like, I like the end. Like, the end had a good summation of everything we've seen. Which again, I argue you could have just done that. We could have just made this a YouTube video, and I would have been fine with it. The end was very foreboding with Gollum talking about. This, I don't even know what this she is. Probably another fucking character. I can't wait to fucking have to suffer through. And leading us on to, you know, this epic conclusion. But I think the other problem I have is a lot of the classic trilogies in film history. The second movie has so much more happening in terms of revelations and and plot.
You've got to move it along at such a fast pace. A lot of people feel like the second movie is often the MacGuffin of the series.
That's not a thing. You're talking out your ass. Don't ruin my accurate point. Like, this has bad sequelitis because and it's not, you know, a fault of, to me, the filmmakers. You know, it's the way the books were written and how they had to, you know, split it up to make it make sense to do a trilogy. But what do we talk about in a lot of movies a lot of times? Like, oh, well, all the characters are split up. You don't get what made the first movie work.
Yeah, because yeah, you're together. Right. That's a good point.
And the camaraderie and, like,
that's a good point, Chris.
You have the same characters for 3 hours reacting to the same characters, and it's already been established early on how they react to one another. And then who they're reacting to are new characters you haven't made up an assumption or a belief about. Yeah. And the stuff they are doing is like this stupid romantic bullshit with Aragorn and Eowyn or whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels, and that stuff felt very unearned. Like, I have no idea why this woman is now making like goo goo gaga eyes at Aragorn. And
wouldn't you?
And he doesn't give a fuck though.
Sure,
because,
but wouldn't you make goo goo gaga eyes?
I don't care about the elves' plight in this movie. Because they come in 2 hours into the fucking movie. Like, who? You expect me to fucking care that Haldir gets killed?
I'm glad you looked up his name.
I did, so I could complain about it. Because I didn't like him in the fucking first movie. And now he's the big death in the movie and it's so dramatic. They don't say his name. What? I'm not going to care about a character whose name I don't know. You're lucky I cared about Boromir.
Boromir.
Don't you dare. I'm wearing it with a badge of honor. Like, it's just, it's preposterous to me. Is there anything that you can join me on in terms of complaints that I haven't said yet?
No.
You are the reason why Jillian does not have opinions about movies.
That's not true at all.
She's inheriting your laissez-faire attitude of just like, that was good.
No,
it was fun. I like it.
Not, because I don't do that in seriousness.
You just do it on the movie podcast that people listen to hear thoughts and opinions about films.
Because what people are really listening to are your overreactions to anything that I say.
Because I just have the hope. I have the dream, the wish upon wishes that after 10 years... and almost 500 episodes that I'll say to you, you'll be like, actually, I do. And you say like 2 or 3 things. And it's smart. And it makes sense.
Every time I do.
And then I'm like, oh my God, it's happening.
No,
it finally works. Sound the alarms. I just spit everywhere.
Every time I try to say something, you always like shoot me down and you demean my point of view. So why would I continue doing that
when
on
have
a
I ever
serious
done that?
Basis?
When have I ever done
when
that?
When I was saying how this was one of my favorites in the trilogy, you were like,
that is not what happened at all. I wanted you to explain it to me.
And I tried, and you fought me with everything that I said.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
And I just said, like, that's my opinion of it. And you said, well, your opinion's wrong, and I don't think that that's
you
right
were
fair.
Flat out gaslighting and making up things
I
that did
not
happen 20 minutes ago. I did
that
not
legitimately happened.
I did not. We are going to end this podcast, and we're going to re-listen to everything we just said, and at no point are you going to hear me say, you're wrong about everything. I did never once said you're wrong about everything on this show.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
You're turning me into fucking Tommy Wiseau all of a sudden.
Okay. What else do you want me to say? I said okay.
Oh my God, lady.
I think you covered all of the highs and the lows here.
Well, I have other things I'm going to mention,
but
the ebb and flow of the fucking podcast, it's not just me fucking talking, because I eventually have to throw this water on you. That
I can't believe you just did that.
That I told you I was going to do it. I did it. That I want you to talk as well.
You're going to ruin the couch and my charger's here.
It's water. And it didn't even hit your charger. This is dry. Dry as a bone. See? It's water. Water dries. It's a great part about water. It dries.
You're right.
That's why your dad's going to get to go home tonight.
Okay.
Oh, no. I think I might have created a monster.
Can I please have my water?
No. You cannot have your water. You can get up and get your own water. Or get a new water. Oh, no, I'm kidding. what are you doing? Ah, no. What are you doing? Oh, this is the wet blanket.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Give me my water. Thank you.
No. No, Samantha, stop.
What? You did it to me.
I did very, very little.
Okay. Give me this, then.
Fine. You're going to blatantly do it like right now. You're going to spit on me? What are you going to do? No, don't you dare spit on me. That's disgusting. And also, it's your mouth. So, you fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. I say, don't hit the iPad. What do? Hit nothing but the iPad and miss me. Thank you very much. Now we're even. Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down. So what? Why does it smell?
That's your water. I don't know.
Oh, you're right.
That was yours. You're
right. See, next time you should be able to be prepared to have negative things to say about any movie. Are we good? We good here?
Sure.
Good. We have four more of these movies to talk about. We're already throwing water on one another.
You started it.
Great. 500 episodes in, we're going to figure out our gimmick where we just...
Have
make
a
mess. Fight. We turn into fucking Gallagher. Wonderful.
Great.
All right. So.
Yes.
So you're covered in blankets. You should be happy. You should be fun. Let's talk about something I did like about this movie. Orcs complaining about being tired.
Yeah,
and hungry.
Yeah. You liked how personified the orcs were.
I don't think ultimately it's going to A, matter enough, and B, if we could even narrow down who it was that did it, but. One of the first orcs that talks in this movie is seemingly a New York Jew. And I'm like, hold up, time out. It took me so fucking out of the movie that I'm going to blame that character alone for the following 2.5 hours I had to sit and suffer through. Because he's like, like.
Ah, my bad.
And I'm like, you're an orc, look at you. Like, why are you talking at all? Number one, the fact that the orcs talk, I think, is ridiculous.
Why?
Because those things should just snarl and make noises, or, like, if they do talk, be like, food, or war, or guar, or something.
They're not dumb. They're not wargs.
They're pretty, wargs are animals. Oh my god, I'm gonna, almost a bead of sweat came off the top of my head right now.
No, it's just this water that got spilled all over
you. No, you didn't get any on my head.
Oh, I didn't?
Sit. But yeah, orcs being more human than humans in this movie popped me a little bit. I was fine with that. All right. Also, this movie is very predictable. Like, once, like, Gandalf does return, he's just like an ex machina, essentially. And he has, and as mentioned, he already has a horse named Shadowfax. Same thing with Aragorn's death. Like, come on, you can't. He ain't dead. I know he's not dead.
Why?
Because, well, number one, he's the fucking cover of the next movie.
Well, yeah.
I've seen the poster of Return of the King for fucking 20 years. And also, that's not what's gonna happen. We just established that, you know, one of our favorite characters fell apparently to his death and is now back. So, I'm not going to believe you on Aragorn, either.
What if I told you the same thing happened to Legolas?
Oh, then I'd be fine, and I don't see Legolas anymore. That'd be wonderful if Legolas dies.
Sorry.
But if Legolas fake dies in Return of the King and comes back, I might refuse to watch the final three movies.
Well, they're technically the first three movies.
I might, we're not, we
they're
might
the
not
first
watch
three
them.
Movies, they're prequels. Legolas' dad is actually in them.
Oh, great, but not Legolas?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I know. I said I don't think so.
If I could deal with four more Legolas movies, I might cut my fucking arm off.
Oh, you know, the new ones that are coming out star Legolas, right? They're Legolas focused.
Well, we won't see those. It's fine. Here's another complaint I have about many, many movies. How the fuck are you going to ever trust a person that looks like and is named Grima? Like, that is one of the most evil dudes I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Forget the fact that it's Brad Dourif, who's the voice of fucking Chucky. Like, that just, it's like Nate Stroud's old stand-up joke in college. Like, motherfucker's name's Scar! Like, how are you?
Like, he's not gonna be a good guy.
He's obviously evil.
Dude,
like, look at him.
Look at him, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I did appreciate, I thought he did a really good job, you know, after, obviously he was... spy bought by Saruman and everything. What? Why are you taking off your shirt?
It's too wet.
Oh.
I didn't get you as wet as I got.
Yeah, you never do. Don't throw that at me. I know. Yes, you are. Put it on the floor then. Put it on the floor. On the floor. That's not the floor. Put it on the floor. I knew you were going to do that. You're predictable. This movie, you're predictable. Oh, no. I like that shirt.
Don't rip it. Don't rip my shirt.
Don't rip it. I liked how after he went to Saruman, he was telling him, and then Wormtongue told him, the weaknesses of Helm's Deep and all of that stuff. And he just, looked out at the 10,000 orc army, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then just, that single tear. Because Saruman said, this is, the end of the reign of men.
The Native American and the...
The end of the reign of men, yeah. And he just had that single tear. And it's well... I know it's, the way of, that character getting redemption, but...
I did not get that at all.
So minimal.
Yeah. Minimal's about right in all phases of this movie.
I'm going to throw water on you now.
Why?
Because.
I told you I was going to do it.
Yeah, you say
a lot. I'm a man of my word.
No, let's not go crazy.
Wait, you were attacking me based on what I did not do on this podcast.
Yes, you did. We're going to go back and listen, and you're going to see how you were demeaning my opinion.
I never demeaned your opinion on the show. I was literally the one asking you, tell me why I'm wrong.
And I said it, and you said, well, no, that's not right.
It's not. You don't listen. You just don't listen.
Well, yes, but...
That's frustrating. And you don't pay attention enough to be able to accurately and... educatedly, which is not a word, discuss films 10 years after the fact. This is what you know this better than anybody I know. And you can't be critical enough to say, oh, I don't like this, that, or that.
But you still...
I still try because I'm a fucking optimist.
Well, no. And what your question actually was, is there anything that I haven't talked about yet? And there wasn't. You covered all of the things that I would have had... criticism of.
So had you said that and then summarized it, that's called conversation and effective podcasting. Well, no,
that's called redundancy.
No, redundancy is not redundancy if it still has impact. If you reiterate, who's your MVP and your LVP? I'm literally tapping out.
Don't do that.
You've worn me down so much. I'm sitting here without a fucking shirt on. I am trying to talk about this movie that I did not like at all, and trying to be respectful about it, because I know you like it, and it means something to you, and I think this is a pile of shit, and...
Who say that?
It's a bad movie!
Okay. But you can still appreciate the scale and the scope.
I can, I've said
absolutely.
That!
Absolutely, sure. Okay.
Who's your MVP or LVP? Pick one.
MVP. I already said it's Gollum. Andy Serkis.
I believe it's also Andy Serkis. I have my list. You disgusting beast. I really was close to giving it to Jonathan Rhys-Davies for the 1-2 punch of Gimli and Treebeard.
Yeah.
The fact that he's also... Because I did it, I was like, man, that's a really commanding, good voice. Who's doing Treebeard? And I saw him like, oh, god damn it.
Yeah.
So he's funny and he's commanding. This movie would be a total chore without him. But I think...
I agree.
Gimli is too silly... And Treebeard...
For the gravitas of this.
And Treebeard is too unimportant until the end. If Treebeard kind of has the resonance that he does once, he kind of gets the Ents behind the cause, then I think there would be a case. But there isn't. So I have Andy Serkis as the MVP. Other two I had on my list, I have Viggo Mortensen because he's just cool. I was expecting him to do more and stand out more. But he very much is just having to be, this kind of straight man, boring leader character that, we see in...
Until he emerges in the next film.
I would hope and assume so. And then I also have Sean Astin here. I really like the attitude and care Sean Astin puts into the Samwise character in this movie.
I like the potatoes.
155 taters! That's my favorite part of the movie. But there's a couple, it's inevitable that the ring's power is going to do to Frodo what he does, and it's going to chip away at the relationship that him and Sam have. But, like, I still don't like seeing it because that relationship in the first movie and in most of this one has been established well enough where I think that it should...
It's a brotherhood.
It should overcome, and I know it will, overcome everything. But even seeing little fragments or cracks on it, it just necessarily isn't believable to me. Also, because I'm waiting for them to fucking jerk each other off already. So those were my MVP lists, but yeah, we're going to go with Andy Serkis, which I believe it's his first MVP, because we haven't done the Planet of the Apes movies. LVP. I got a list. It doesn't include our Jewish orc, but I will...
I thought you liked the Jewish orc, though.
No, he literally made me, for an hour, think, why did that orc talk like that? That was weird. I'll let you give me some nominees and some people first. I have two big ones. One that I think it's 100%.
Well, I know you already said Faramir.
Yesterday, yes. Yesterday. And in just general conversation, we were talking about something that just came up. And yeah, I think that guy fucking sucked. What a flat line of a performance that guy was. Absolutely a total lack of charisma, particularly in terms of what that character should be to this plot of the brother of the person that died from the last movie being potentially, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Good Lord. Swayed by the power of the ring.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of there. He is fucking milquetoast as all hell.
He's very milquetoast. Anyone else could have done that, I think, and done
and a good done job. Anything with it. Even when, like, he lets them go, and even when, like, he's fighting in the battles and stuff, he doesn't have, like, an expression on his face or any sign of power or tone in his voice.
And I know a lot of the part of why they cast him was because of his resemblance to Sean Bean, but Sean Bean is so charismatic.
Yeah. And also, guess what? You just made a whole fucking Smeagol character. Do something to the person's face to make him look like it. You have people with fucking ears and makeup. You can make anybody look like Sean Bean. I could look like Sean Bean if I wanted to.
No.
Well, you don't have to answer that so quickly. Do you want me to look like Sean Bean?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he was you know, a little bit more of an LVP to me. I also... I'm just trying to think of, like, who you were going to say. I know you didn't like Haldir,
the guy who played Haldir. Yeah, but he's inconsequential. Just like I didn't like the guy that played Hama. Like, that guy was very out of place. Like, that guy was... Like, I thought that guy was Kevin James for two scenes. I'm like, what the fuck's Kevin James in this movie for? There's just a regular guy that just happened to fall into Middle Earth? The other one I had was... I didn't like the guy that played King Theoden. I thought that for as much... Like, that guy arguably has more... scenes and lines in this movie than anybody.
Yeah.
And he just is not commanding enough for the role. He didn't sell the moments. Like, when he, like, gets the spell that's put over him broken, and he's finding out that his son is dead and what's happening to him, like, it felt very forced emotionally.
It didn't... Yeah, I think you're right. There was a little bit of a void there. He didn't really do much until, like, in the battle and everything.
Yeah.
You know, then he kind of, like, had a rouse.
He was aroused,
yes. He was aroused, yeah. And...
So this movie's missing. I just want more fucking boners, man. Just give me a fucking good, solid fart and dick joke, and I'm back in.
We didn't have enough,
Are there any fart and dick jokes in The Return of the King?
There might be.
Is Legolas?
It may be. I think he farts and Gimli makes a dick joke about it. They're a good pair.
That I meant. Do you have anybody else to suggest?
No, I don't know how I feel about Miranda Otto, the girl who plays Eowyn. In this movie, I think she's rather timid. Mm-hmm. Probably on purpose.
I would agree.
From, like, the way the character's written. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's a pass there. But yeah. I think one of those two that
it's Faramir. It's 100%. It's Faramir. Yeah.
David
Wenham.
Wenham.
Wenham gonna be good.
Or a me?
Boromir? For a me? Fuck you.
Ow!
I did not mean to throw that shirt at your vagina.
Ow! And it was wet, so it was heavier.
Wet shirt, Barry Windham. Oh, God damn it. Can we stop talking about this? I do not want to talk about the Lord of the Rings for 2 more weeks. So are we done here?
Sure. What are your predictions of what's going to happen in the next movie?
The king's going to return.
Okay.
Legolas is going to get a boner. Uh-huh. And hopefully die. And not come back. No, I mean, fucking, they're gonna put the ring in the thing, and Gollum's going to probably go in the thing. And the problem also is, so, the only thing I know about the Lord of the Rings is the argument in Clerks 2 that Randall has with what the fuck's his name? Elias and the other guy at movies, when he's saying nothing happens in these movies, and the third movie has, like, 9 endings. Like, the movie just...
Yes,
every does. Time you think it's over, it just keeps fucking going.
Yep.
Which is not a great sign based on what this movie was. So that's gonna happen. And Aragorn's gonna be king, and Gandalf's gonna go fucking fly a kite, and, you know, Saruman's gonna die, and Sauron's gonna go away, and everyone's gonna be fine, and
okay.
Yada, yada, yada. And then I'll sit through 3 fucking more things that happened beforehand, and I'll know who is dead and who is not dead, because they're not in the stories. And
mm-hmm.
I'm tired of prequels, man. Fuck prequels. Like, just like, if you're gonna tell a story, just tell it from the beginning. We don't have to go back. Like, what
that's
the fuck?
True.
What the fuck do I gotta go back and know, like...
That's true.
Like, all these new Hobbit movies, like, yeah, there's no drama. Bilbo's gonna live. Like, I know he's gonna live. Why am I ever gonna buy into any moment of him in peril or anything at all when I know how this ends? It just drives me fucking bananas.
That's a good point.
Fuck you, George Lucas, it's your fault. Anything else in the Two Towers?
No, I think we covered it all.
I'll let you score it first. I have my number in my head already, so I'm not going to change it.
Okay. I think you swayed me a little bit here, but I still like the movie. I still love the epic of all of them continuously. While I didn't think this was as good as the first one, especially on this rewatch, I still think it was good. I'm going to give it an 8.
I knew you were going to give this movie an 8.
Okay.
I'm going to give this movie a 4.
I knew you were going to give this movie a 4. And what about
For all my arguments, I have to give it points
Yeah, you're still a pussy about
No, because it's not... Like, a movie of this scope, it's never going to be like a 1, unless, like, literally every line is like, farty pant pants and...
I thought you would have liked it if it was every line was farty pant pants.
Kill the Jews and, you know...
Christopher, no, you can't
like,
say stuff like that.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying like if the movie has no redeeming quality whatsoever, which would be saying absolutely offensive and awful things. The point I was getting at.
You would give that movie at least a 2,
just for the balls of it.
Yeah, I know.
It was just Hobbits, anti-Semitic. That's, you know, that's kind of funny. You can't even deny it.
I hate you so much sometimes.
But, like, a movie that's this fucking boring, that is throwing so much shit on the wall, and most of it is just kind of rolling down the fucking sides, it bored me to fucking tears. I could not wait for it to be over. I'm shocked. I'm honestly shocked that Jillian sat through it. Just because, you know, thankfully it has enough mythical creatures and bright colors and things for her. You know, she wants to know more about it. She's now terrified of it, though, because of the orcs and things.
Yeah.
So we're debating even letting her continue to watch.
She really wants to watch the last one. Really upset.
I think we let her watch Return of the King, and then we revisit the topic when we get to the Hobbit movies. Because also, it's just fucking really hard to figure out how to fucking fit these into our lives.
Yeah, they're very long.
Yeah, so a 6 for The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Probably too low, probably controversial. I think that's very accurate and fine. Okay. I think if you settle on this as an above average movie, I would argue with it, but all things considered, I can live with it. So we will return to this franchise along with the King in 2 weeks. Next week is either going to be Quiet Place 1 and 2 or Avengers of Justice.
Great.
I'm not looking forward to I am and I'm not looking forward to it. Probably be that one. I probably want to do that this weekend for my Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you that are listening to this. This airs after Father's Day, so all you dads out there, hope you had a good one. I'll talk about mine next week. And thanks for listening, as always. Make sure you're going to arcadeaudio.net for this podcast and the others on the network of shows. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Patreon.com/arcadeaudio for bonus content. Facebook.com/marriedmovies, at marriedmovies on Twitter. marriedmovies@gmail.com. That's what you think of the show. Also on the Arcadeaudio Network, like I mentioned, RJ Hates Rap is back. So make sure if you've been a fan of that show in the past, give that a listen wherever you get your podcasts. For me, at your host, Malt38 on Instagram. For you,
at Jam With Your Sam.
And, yeah. I would like to apologize for throwing water on you. And nothing else, because anything else you said I did on the show, I did not say or do.
Okay. Well, so, thanks for apologizing.
You're welcome. Are you going to apologize to me?
No.
Why?
Because I did it in retaliation. I wouldn't have done it had you not initiated it. So why should I have to apologize?
Because you could have been the bigger person and just not done it.
Have you met me?
That's right. You're never the bigger person.
Yeah.
Despite your mouth.
So predictable, buddy.
I know. I wish I had a secret water to throw at you right now. That'd be really funny.
That would have been good. Too bad you're not that creative.
Uh-huh.
For Mullet.
This is Mullet.
Signing out for this week's episode of Married with Movies. We'll catch you next time on our couch.
/ the movies. Hopefully that sharp hitting your face picked up.
I hope so.
Ow! Ow! I didn't fucking whip you with it. Good lord.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.